Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching us through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Brian Belaggi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parish to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. And today we celebrate the Feast of St. Martin of Tours. I shall raise up for myself a faithful priest who will act in accord with thy heart and my mind, says the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who are glorified in the Bishop St. Martin, both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of St. John. Chosen Lady, I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. But now, Lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, let us love one another. For this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, as you heard from the beginning, in which you should walk. Many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Such is the deceitful one and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves that you do not lose what we worked for, but may receive full recompense. Anyone who is so progressive as not to remain in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever remains in the teaching has the Father and the Son. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord.
Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.
Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. With all my heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commands. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Within my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Be good to your servant, that I may live and keep your words. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Open my eyes that I may consider the wonders of your law. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Almighty God, cleanse my mind, my heart, my lips, and worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Probably not the most encouraging gospel on this Feast of Martin of Tours. Today is Veterans Day, and so we give thanks and praise for all of the veterans who have served our country so well. We pray in a special way for all those who have been injured as well, and those who are suffering from effects, that we can continue to keep them in prayer for being there to serve our country, protect us, and to defend us as a nation as well. We thank you for that. And what appropriate to have Veterans Day on this feast day of Martin of Tours, who is the patron saint of soldiers. It is believed that St. Martin was the first in the West to found a monastery, but also to be canonized a saint that was not a martyr. And so Martin was a soldier who converted to Christianity, to Catholicism, and he gave all for the glory of God. When you think of a veteran, or you think of someone serving or a soldier, what are you willing to die for? What are you willing to put your life on the line for? I think many of us are willing to give our life for the country, as many do, and they put their lives on the line each day. But are you willing to go so far for the faith, the Christian faith? Now, as we gather, when we're baptized into Christ, of course, being a Christian, that is the most important thing in our life, practicing that faith, that gift of baptism. Most important thing is to give ourselves to the glory of God, and it's the most precious gift. And we have to make sure that nothing takes it away from us. No one or anything takes it away. It should be guarded at all costs. And so are we willing to defend the faith as vigorously as we would something else, as good as it is? It's important to see that. And I think the Gospel of Luke is a very stern reminder that nothing is more important than doing that. Putting ourselves in the presence of God each day, leaving what was left behind, and preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord. You see the Gospel of Luke, you see the letters of Paul, especially the early letters. There's nothing more important than getting yourself ready for that second coming of Christ. You never know when it will happen. It could happen right now. We know it is, but nothing is more important than being ready for that. Now, a couple of weekends ago in the reading was by Paul, said, "Now don't be worried when you hear these things." And you know what? if we are following the law of the Lord, we are preparing ourselves, we are dying to self and serving and willing to give ourselves, our souls are cleansed by confession, we've been receiving communion, we shouldn't worry, because that day is going to be glorious. But we see just how people can be caught off guard, just as in the gospel here. Prepare yourselves well and be willing to fight for it as well. Give ourselves for the glory of God. And basically the whole thing is persevere. Persevere in faith. Nothing is more important. Think of something that you'd like to fight for and die for. Put it right up there. Jesus Christ, the faith that we have. Defend it so that nothing takes it away from you. Gathered together in the presence of the Lord, we turn our prayers to our Heavenly Father. We pray for Pope Francis and our priests, and through the intercession of St. Martin of Tours, that they may be blessed in their leadership and instruction of their people. We pray to the Lord. For all the members of the Church, that we will strive to be grateful for all that God has done for us and serve as joyful witnesses of Christ's love. We pray to the Lord. For our unity in our country, that all our leaders will be motivated by God to protect and defend life and religious liberty. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of our veterans and for those who are currently serving in the armed forces, that God will bless them for their sacrifices for the freedom and safety of others. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during the month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the soul of Jerome Siebers, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And in a special way, I'd like to pray for all military chaplains, especially priests who are serving. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are good and loving. You know our needs before we ask. We humbly place our prayers before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
My iniquities and my sins, cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, and praise the Lord his name, for our ever and ever.
Sanctify these offerings, we pray, Lord God, which we joyfully present in honor of St. Martin, so that through them our life may always be directed, whether in tribulation or in prosperity, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For on this festival of St. Martin, you bid your church rejoice. So too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life. Teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Martin and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There, we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God,
take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy of you to enter under my roof, but only say your word, and my soul shall be healed.
Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least of my brethren, you did it for me, says the Lord. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor of the saints.
Thank you.
Grant to us who have been restored by this sacrament of unity, O Lord, perfect harmony with your will in all things, that just as St. Martin submitted himself entirely to you, so we too may glory in being truly yours, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you will join us tomorrow again at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let's bow down for the blessing. May God, the glory and joy of the saints who has caused you to be strengthened by means of their outstanding prayers, bless you with unending blessings. Amen. Freed through their intercession from present ills and formed by the example of their holy way of life, may you be ever devoted to serving God and your neighbor,
amen,
so that together with all you may possess the joys of the homeland, where the Holy Church rejoices that her children are admitted in perpetual peace to the company of the citizens in heaven. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever and ever.
Amen.
Go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
We pray the prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection, weakness, and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O do thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. At the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of all sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.